Would you please turn to page 183 in the Gold Prayer Book? There at the end of the pew, if you're sitting in the pew. And then towards the bottom, you see two lines, and in between, there's a mantra. That's Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra, and we'll chant that three times. Taya ta. Mahamunaye soha taya ta mune mune mahamunaye soha taya ta. Let's turn to page 34. In the middle, you see the title of the Four Immeasurables. So let's read that one time in English. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now flip the page to 37. So we'll chant the Four Immeasurables chanting version. You see that in Tibetan toward the bottom of the page. Sen chen tam the two mantras, Ten Rasik's mantra, Kling Tara's mantra. May you please keep in mind the names of the people on the prayer list I just read, and also those in your hearts and minds. So we'll say Ten Rasik's mantra 8 times and Kling Tara's mantra 7 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Taritu taritu re soha. Om 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 Tare Chu Tare Chu Re So Ha. Om Tare Chu Tare Chu Re So Ha. Om Tare Chu Tare Chu Re So Ha.
Good morning. Nine round breathing meditation, okay? Nine round breathing meditation. Some of you already know nine round breathing meditations. I think it's been quite a while, not doing nine round breathing meditation on Sunday class. So. Actually, this meditation is designed to help to get rid of what we call like wasted energy. Okay, energy that's been waste, or energy that's been no longer useful, huh? Wasted energy. So, probably a lot of you heard about in Buddhism, particularly in Vajrayana Buddhism traditions, you talk about, you know, channels, you talk about chakras, you talk about energy. So many practice associated with that. Channel, energy, chakra, then, you know. So, there's so many practices been done. So there's many practices like that. So here, this is a little bit, you know, related to that. That's like, so first we have to learn, in order to get the benefit, first we have to learn. No wisdom, and so no knowledge, no wisdom. No wisdom, no freedom. It's not just simple wish or desire. Everybody has desire, no? Everybody has desire, everybody. I have desire, you have desire, everybody has desire to be well. Desire to be, you know, successful, desire to be happy. We all have. But to reach that goal, the desire itself is not good enough. You know, you need wisdom. Wisdom to, you know, to solve any problem. Any problems need to solve that. You need wisdom. You know, wisdom is a byproduct of knowledge. Wisdom created by listening, reading. Wisdom created by thinking, then wisdom created by deep thinking, not just thinking one time, then thinking again and again. That's called meditation, you know? Thinking again and again something, or making familiar something that we are not familiar, so we are with effort, then you try to make familiar with that, or whatever that might be, you know, like, whatever that subject might be, so then you try to make yourself familiar with that, try to educate that, you know. So then so that's like, that's meditation. Then, you know, just thinking one time, then thinking again, again, again. That's how you become familiar, you know. That's how we become familiar with driving. So, first time when I learned how to drive, I was terrified. I failed 5 times. Driving test, not just one time, 5 times. When Gishisangu told me first time he passed, I don't believe him, you know, so I thought I was better than him. So I told him, There's no way, you know. So even though he shows his learning primary, I still don't believe. So because I myself fell 4 or 5 times. So then slowly, you know, one after another, it becomes familiar. There's the terrifying feeling. It's not always about gaining something, you know. It's always, you know, sometimes it's about, instead of thinking what I've gained, you know, sometimes it's good to think about what I have lost. Lost? Through meditations, you know. I've lost anger. I've lost, impatience. You know, I've lost. No, there's no certain thing that you. It's not always about what you gain. No, it's sometimes about, you know, what you have lost. Instead of asking question, what you have gained out of your meditations. Nothing. Huh? Nothing. So, and another way to ask what you have lost, I've lost, you know, this particular negative thinking, I've lost that, you know, through my meditation. So I have lost, anxieties, you know, uncertainty, anxiety. More I become familiar with driving, I lost anxiety related to driving, you know, I lost. I remember I taught Geshe Sampo a little bit, but I'm terrible driver, I'm terrible teacher when it's come down and teach how to drive. Zero patience. Poor Geshe Sampo was dripping like... huh? Sweat is like drop, no, just sweat. Tick, 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 it's like dripping. Crash is bad. It's always nervous. The top of that, then I become real, you know, like. Anyway. Sometimes it's about also, you know, what you have lost. Not just getting what you have lost, you know. So need to learn, you know. They need to learn some instructions that have been originated in somewhere thousands of years ago, you know. Instruction that has lineage, unbroken lineage. You know? Somebody taught that hundreds of years ago, and somebody tested and produced great results. You know? If somebody out there followed that kind of instructions, more likely produce some result. See, at least from your side, something to feel good about there, you pass down some instructions that's been taught. It's not your idea, it's been taught, you know, long time ago. At least something to feel good about, you know. So then share, you know. So that's how. Then the purpose of learning is to share, not to share. That's the only way to eliminate, mistake or like confusions, you know, through wisdom, okay. You know? So this 9-round breathing meditation is just designed to help to eliminate wasted energy or energy that's no longer useful. So those energy, where they go into the channels. Talking about channels, there's like 84,000 channels been located in our body. Believe or not. According to this, you know, Vajrayana teaching, there's like very detailed explanation about those 84,000 channels. Chakras, energy, how somebody can do, you know, this practice. There's a dense information in Vajrayana teaching. So I myself don't know all of them. I just know how many are there, but I don't know each one of them. Same. I don't know the number. There's 84,000 channels they talk about. So that's where there's no energy goes. Because of that, you know, we blink, we move, we, you know, all this movement related to physical body is done by a combination of channel and chakras and energy. That's how we, you know, blink all this. And one point in life that you can't blink, you can't move, that means all the energy will be dissolving. There's growth, there's subtle, there's very subtle. There's growth when it comes to the body. There's growth, there's subtle, there's very subtle. Same energy, growth, subtle, very subtle. Same mind, growth, subtle, very subtle. Same, you know. Very subtle, growth, very subtle. So energy. So now, how this wasted energy has been created, how this energy has been wasted, how energy has been wasted. This is all, right now, this is all for sake of knowledge. How the energy has been wasted. The energy, you know, every thought comes with energy. Every thought comes with energy. Means every thought, kind of the way they say in the Vajrayana teaching, is like horse. Energy is like horse. Then the thought is a rider. Every thought rides on energy. That means thought, every thought comes with energy, you know. Cannot separate, you know. Unless you really reach through meditations to communicate with subtle energy, subtle mind, then probably before you die, you could separate. You know, there's possibility you could separate. So when we die, then automatically separate, you know. So if you reach the very subtle level of practice, then there's possibilities that you could separate. So see, you probably heard the stories. People say, oh, somebody in the jail, but at the same time, the same person people see walking in the market. How that happened? So see, according to Vajrayana teaching, there's no mystical. According to Vajrayana teaching, there's no mystical. So some people take like a couple of days to walk in certain distance. Some people walk within a couple of minutes. So if you remember like reading the books about that, one of the person from France, long time ago, who wrote a book, and she wrote the book, went to Tibet long time ago, I'm not sure, like 19, probably. I never saw the books, I just heard. I myself never saw the books. She witnesses certain things. So she's walking and look back, there's a couple of like monks or nuns, I don't remember very clearly. Way down there, all of a sudden, within 2 minutes, is way ahead of her. And she's, when you read her books, these are all not mysticals. According to Vajrayana teaching, it's not mysticals. It's not mystical. Mystical? How could mysteries? How you say? Sorry, because my English, first of all, that's limited vocabulary. Second, pronunciation is not that great. What is mystical? Mystical? What is mystical? Give me an example, please. Give me an example. What is mysterious? What is mysterious? Give me an example. No, give me one. Sorry? Unknown. Then that's a little bit different. If all of a sudden someone from the center lifts up their body up to the ceiling, what do you call?
Levitation.
Yeah, that's called levitation. Mystical. Yeah, miracle or whatever we call miracle. So see, like, majority of the people cannot do, but some people can do. can do, can walk, say within 2 minutes, cover like 100 miles. That's unusual. That's very unusual, right? But that is not how it is not. Yeah, whatever those things, that is not, according to Vajrayana teaching, is not unusual. Not unusual, I'm not sure. So, if I say in Tibetan, what doesn't help? So, and you know, right? You know, and you understood. This all due to the practice of combination of, channels, chakra, energies, because of that. Because channels, there are three main channels, it's all this other channels that merge. The three main channels close to the back. See? Central channel is blocked, right now it's blocked. And people work quite hard to send energy into that channel, central channels. And slowly, people manage to send, push energy into the central channel. The central channel will open slowly. Then, yeah, that's why it's happening, That's why their body, manifesting, here in the modern time, you say clone. Clone means. So in the Vajrayana teaching, that's not mystical either, It just manifests, here, there, you see here, there, see there, you see there, out there, inside house, outside house, or. So then, there probably you heard about this illusory body, illusory body. When people try to become small, they become very, very small. At the end, you only see piece of nail, that's all. Body's gone. That happened in Tibet, Believe it or not, it happened in Tibet, in the prison. In the Chinese prison, that happens. Somebody died there, they could not find anything, only piece of nail, that's all. These things, according to Vajrayana teaching, is not unknown, it's well known, according to Vajrayana teachings. But, in publicly, it's kind of like, amazing things, illusory body, rainbow body, illusory body, all of that, This is all done through, combination of the meditations that combined with the energy channel chakras due to that practice, result of that practice. So this is just, I don't know why I said this, but I just said it, I don't know. So the point here is like 9-round breathing meditation. That's the, I want to explain. So 9-round breathing meditation. So it's good. So I'm very much hoping this meditation, if you do, not just one time, meditation is something that we should do, with effort. See, no effort, no result. No effort, no result. In mundane field, no result. No effort, no result. In the spiritual field, no effort, no result. Then, not just effort, happy effort. Either happy effort, happy to do, but don't have to do, we don't have to do, but when you do, happy to do, happy effort, okay, that's called joyful effort, Without joyful effort, there will be no results, so meditation means, making familiar, So this 9-round breathing meditation, sorry, again, now going back to the 9-round breathing meditation. So this meditation, I'm very much hoping this meditation will help to eliminate stress. The stress is a form of energy. So first of all, what is stress, when you think about phenomena, there are certain phenomena, something, something very physical, like all, all everything that you can see and touch. There's many of them fall into that category. Then there's phenomena that fall into mind, consciousness, They're still all the thought. All the thought. They do exist, but they are not physical. But they are called Shiva. Or then it falls into some category called consciousness. Then there's another phenomenon, such as day, month, year, hour, time. Those are not very physical. We can't see, you know, we say, but you know, we can't, like, we just vote, you know, you see April, that's just vote. You don't see the month, you know, the impermanent, you can't really see. The interchange do exist, but they are not physical, or they are not consciousness. Therefore, in some third category is called something, so called Demidije in Tibetan, so. like that. So now energy falls into which category? Abyss is not physical. It's not like month, day, week, year. It's not like immortal. It's like now it's more like it falls into the consciousness, that category, you know, related very much to the thought. So then I think 9 round breathing meeting will help, okay? Imbalanced mind. When the mind becomes imbalanced, then energy becomes imbalanced. As I said, every thought, when thought becomes imbalanced, means when imbalance means inflexible. This is important. Inflexible means uptight. Not just uptight, very tight with something, you know, very uptight. That means it's not flexible. Then very energy that comes with the thought, that energy is not flexible. Then that's how this energy becomes useless, wasted, useless. Oh? See? Each time when you concentrate, whether it's like you are like sculpting, riding a bike, walking, doing something, climbing rock, whatever, you know, when you concentrate, See, I asked last time, maybe 200 ago, I asked why people climb Rocky Mountain in Colorado, why they climb. Now, there's nothing up there to buy, get something, you know, why people climb. So somebody said they help their mind to calm down. That makes sense, because you have to concentrate. You can just climb, look around, you know. You fell down, you know. You can't do that. You have to concentrate. See, when you concentrate, that means you are placing all your mental energy into one single thing. Oh, this is, you know, you concentrate. That's why you feel, you experience that your mind is calm and peaceful. Yeah. Why? Because you are concentrating. That's why. From this, concentration makes your mind calm and peaceful. Oh, see, that's why I tell people, you know, I'm not sure about the bungee jump. Probably I've never done that. Probably you have experience. I'm not sure about bungee jump, jumping from the like bridge. Then, you know, with the rope, not like just jumping, you know, like, you know. I'm not sure why people do that. I'm not sure about that. But, you know, I didn't ask that about physically about that. But I did ask why people climb on the mountains, you know. So when you concentrate. So that's why mind becomes, that means the mind becomes well balanced. It's not imbalanced, it's well balanced, you know. So energy that comes with that thought is balanced. So then a lot of that energy, if they go to the channels, and contributed for physical well-being, so then the physical well-being contributes to the mental well-being. So now, slowly, you know, people are talking about the impact on the health, the blood pressure, about 2 hour meditation is not, you know, it's been known long, a thousand years ago, you know, that it's been known, you know, it's not very, very new to developed country, but, you know, And over there, it's not that new, you know. It's been already discovered. It's already been discovered that, you know, the health benefit. So imbalance. So this is not nine breathing meditation. Again, sorry. taking a long time to do the 9 times 15 minutes. So this is, you know, something to do with the breathing. So each time when we breathe in and out, so please make sure, you know, we sit straight, okay? We sit straight, especially the back. Reason is not just tradition reason. Why? As I mentioned, there's a channels, particularly 3 main channels close to the back. If the body is straight, this is all now sexual knowledge. If the body is, if you sit straight, the channel is going to be straight. If the channel is straight, then energy will run through smoothly. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. That's all. It's not just traditions. It's not just instructions. There's a reason. Oh? There's a reason behind that. Oh? So therefore, you know, we sit straight. So then please use your left hand. Okay, left hand. And close your left nostril. Oh? Then breathe in from your right nostril, long, slow, all the way in. All the way in. Okay? We do this 3 times. Each time you inhale, that's 1. We do this inhale, then it will end with exhale. It begins with inhale, and it will end with exhale. No, there's 3 sets. No, then there's 3 breathing, there's 9 round breathing. Okay? Long, slow, all the way in and all the way out. Okay? No need to rush, all the way out. Okay, let's start. Left hand, please, and blow your left nostril. Long, slow. Again, then again. Yes, first round. This first round, the 3 round, the first round, begin with inhale, end with exhale. So now please, right hand, and block the right nostril, then breathe in from, inhale from the left nostril. Long, slow, all the way in and all the way out, okay? The second round, or now the third round, not from the mouth, from the nose, from the both nostril, inhale and in with exhale, okay? Inhale 3 times. Oh, long, slow, all the way in, all the way out. Oh. So this is called 9 round breathing meditations. Take break or drink something, then come back, then do again, you know? Do again 1 session. and see, does it help? It should help. So that's the then best way to, you know, to where to help. Physical comfort. best way to produce physical comfort, just breathing in and out. So, okay? So then please share. No need to say any prayer, just sit and do nine-dot breathing meditation, no? Don't need to believe anything. If you are wondering why there's no something here and something wrong, no, so before take medication, just do non-breathing meditation. See if that heals, you know. It does do cause physical discomfort because of wasted energy, so many of them stuck in our channel, do cause physical discomfort. The physical discomfort could heal through meditation. No, don't need to take every little thing here, there, no need to take medications, no. Could heal. And that, you know, is just breath, just breathing, that's all. There's no chemical, just breathing, that's all, you know. So if that helps, that's good, you know, supposed to help, that's what it's designed for. Then physical is good, comfortable. Then, you know, that it will contribute to the mental, comfort. Same, physical discomfort contribute to mental discomfort. The same, physical comfort do contribute mental comfort. The same, it worked same way. So when you do, please, all the way in, no need to rush. All the way out, then all the way in, okay? It's called 9-round breathing meditation. We will do one more time, then stop. Okay, we'll try one more time together. Left hand, please, left hand, block your left nostril, inhale, long, slow, all the way in from the right nostril, okay? Now, right hand, please. Both nostrils. Okay, good. So, understood? Oh, yeah. So, see, another thing, when we sigh, so, see, like, if something so much going on in our life, then we sigh, right? Am I right? Yeah, we sigh, no? Even the physical body is trying to push, even the physical body, combination with the thought, even trying not to meditate, trying to push, they're trying to push something out. You know, we breathe in and out 84,000 times a day. I never count. But you are welcome to count. I just know from the text that say we breathe in and out 84,000, you know? How many times we just breathe like... We don't. See? And why people sigh? there's so much happening, mainly related to the mind, and people say, because it's creating negative, it's wasting energies, no? So there's, even the physical body itself is trying to push it out, no? Just sigh. So then people say, they do feel good, a little bit, and that's why they sigh. Of course, if you do the 9 round breathing meditations with this understanding to getting rid of that, no, that energy, that definitely benefit, no doubt. Even the sighing, if that feels good, that's just body's trying to push. Body's trying to push this, you know, all this wasted energy has been stuck in channel, is trying to push out. So you sigh. You sigh, you know? It's kind of like that's that moment, that feels good. Then the 9 round breathing meditation, that's what is 9 round breathing meditation for, to push or to get to push out of the system. Oh, see? And it will definitely help. It will definitely help. So maybe do one set, you know, just like just 9 rounds. It probably takes 2 minutes. Take a break, then do it again, you know. Then see, just that meditations. Do, no need to learn too many meditations. You know, just do that, you know. It's very simple. What could go wrong? There's nothing to visualize. That's how you do. According to instructions, that's exactly how you do, you know. So you are doing it. No, so then you should get benefit. No, you should get. No, you should able to get rid of those energy. Then body don't need to sigh, to push itself. So see, we don't pay attention, but you know, our body does so much trying to help us. All these immune systems, in their own way, trying to help us for our well-being, to try to contribute to our well-being. No, everything has reason. So. People say, everything here, everything just inside, outside, everything, you know, there's nothing is useless. There's something, everything, there's doing something, but we may not know it's doing something to protect. So, can I tell you one story? No. Back in Manasri, nobody cuts their hair in the nose. Nobody, people don't. They know, no. And here in the West, you know, people do cut. Right? Do people cut hair in the nose? That it does grow, no? People cut. So, I used to cut. Not ever since I came here. Not in the first year, but you know, like after about 10 years, then I noticed, you know, so the monastery, there's no mirror to look, so nobody look at the mirror, you know, there's no reason, you know, so you don't see whether your hair is going out and out. So when you now look at them, you see, you know, he come here. Interesting, one of my hair knows, sorry to say, but it's okay. You know, it's not disgusting, huh? My hair, you know, is kind of dark. Well, now slowly from here it's getting white, but usually it's pretty much dark, you know. Before it gets dark here, one hair in the nose is pure white. I was, oh, that's like interesting. So like, this is not, anyway, I start to cut. So probably I go extreme, cut, you know, that trying to cut all of them, you know. So I thought, okay, just maybe, not just cut a little bit, you know, why have to cut all of them, then not to worry about, you know, maybe at least a couple of months. So now realize there's a reason why they're here, why they're there, there's a reason. Because they kind of protect from the pollen. So then lately I notice, you know, each time when I go out, walk, exercise, I sneeze all the time. Then I tell Gisambo and the game, you know, I tell them. So we should not think that, you know, that this hair is that nose useless. They are doing their work. So I said, that's why I'm sneezing. So I'm not like having, like I'm not having allergic to pollen, because I've lived here all these years. I have no problems. And all of a sudden, thinking, I said, oh, maybe I could be wrong, you know. But That's why I thought, no, that's the reason, you know, I should just leave them alone. Or maybe if you cut maybe a little bit, not all the way in. That's according to my experience, that's what I discovered. Oh, I'm not sure. So, you know, everything is trying to protect. Because I mean, even the body, you know, like, trying to push, you know, trying to push. Oh, see, that's why people sigh, that's the reason why they sigh. Mm-hmm. They only sigh when they have so much going in their life, they sigh, you know. So they're trying to push, you know. So nine now, breathing meditations, please, you know, try, you know, if you are interested, then please try. But if you discover it's beneficial, then please share, you know. Don't need to believe in anything, you know, don't need to say any prayer, you just sit. This two nine number meditation, okay? So then, talk to them, there's not much time left. Now, then, first let me explain a little bit about, yesterday there's a retreat at the farm. We did day long retreat at the farm. So, what we did, practice, you know, Tonglen meditations. So I think this is, I thought it's important, then including myself, we all, you know, I think it's beneficial. So mainly, usually we do Tonglen practice last couple of Sundays here, we think about all the people that are devastated by two big earthquakes in Nepal. So we think about them. But Tonglen practice does not mean you always think about, you know, some other people. So you can do Tonglen practice towards your close one, your loved one, and yourself too. So that's what we did yesterday. So I want to try it again here, okay? Then if there's any time left, then I'll read maybe two paragraphs from this book. Ko rang da, rang you, I, means rang means I, da means, how do you say, replica, it's a duplicate, you just, you know, rang da nipa che means duplicate, emerge. Duplicate, exact same, duplicate, emerge. And this is all done in mind, no? Duplicate, emerge in front of you. Or another way you can say, Rangda Nyiba Che, this is, I'm using this word, Rangda, like you, like yourself. Emerge from your sight, emerge. No? See, typically, this particular visualization, you're trying to visualize yourself as something very special. Something very special, not just normal, filled with all kind of problems. Particularly in the Vajrayana teachings, you would visualize yourself as something very special, like divine figure, you know. Then from there, you, second one, emerge. Second, that's how this practice has been done. Second one, emerge, whether it's like Tara, or like Compassion Buddha, or Buddha, you emerge. That emerge manifest, not just one, in some cases, just many emerge, you know, like that. So that's called Rama Nyiva Che. So, the bubble in the water, it comes out of the water, the shape looks different. It comes out of water, when it goes down, it's not different than water, like that, you know. Something emerges, then it, when it dissolves, it goes back to there, it's the same, you know, like that, okay. That's how it's the emerge process has been done. So out of lake, the bubbles come up, then its shape looks different, it's bubble, then it goes back to the water, then it's the same. So what that indicates is like, in the beginning, Maybe I'll just set this aside. Oh, this will look a little bit complicated. So anyway, Tonglen, so just picture yourself. Just picture, you know, picture yourself. When we become good at that, then slowly we transform. Picture yourself, you know, just picture yourself. So then based on that, we do giving and taking meditations. Giving and taking meditations. See? Giving or sending, you know, so when you say, when you hear some of your friend are sick, then you say, oh, my heart goes out to you, my thought, I send you my thought on your way. So this is all, this is giving, this is all sending, giving. From the this meditation point of view, how this giving has been done, it's been done solely based on loving kindness, you know. Not out of guilt, fear, obligation. It's purely done out of loving kindness. You send. You take, taking. Taking is same, no, not out of guilt, out of no, fear, out of obligation, solely out of compassion. You take. You take in. So see, I think this will help, this Tonglen meditation will help, because unfortunately, in the developing countries, I'm not sure, maybe it's happening in the third world countries, but people maybe not talk about. I'm not sure, you know. So here, people like being very hard on themselves, very critical on themselves, and, you know, this is not good. This is not good news. This is not good news. Samsara as a whole, you know. Everything in the samsara is complicated. See, it's complicated. That's the nature of samsara. Nothing is perfect. So very, very important to understand that. Very, very important to understand that. Then you will no wonder why things are going wrong. Because it's the nature of samsara. So then so many, I say, unrealistic expectations will reduce just having a knowledge about samsara. What is samsara? Please just read. You know, you are educated. You can read. You don't have to believe. Just read and then think. What is samsara? What is samsara? That means basically existence. One's own existence, our existence, no? Samsara. This is like, this is town of complication. This is a city of complication. Town of complications. Huh? See? It's very, very important to recognize that. Everything's going to come with the complications. Everything's come with the complications. Even the getting a pet, getting a pet, just comes with the complications, right? So when you go to see your friend, oh, they see your cat kind of cuddling on the lap, very nice. Oh, wow, that's really nice, you know? Yeah, that's okay, but you are seeing only small pictures. When you get one, it's going to be something a little bit different. So, there's concern to worry about cutting a nail, first of all. That's not going to be easy. So then, you know, brush, all kinds of the hair, then dandruff, all kinds of hair, and all this. Everything comes with the complications. Why is that? It's nothing to do with you, that's the nature of samsara. Very important to recognize that, okay? See, it is already complicated. Don't make it more complicated, don't make it more harder. It is already hard, no? Be compassionate, be kind, be gentle. Need help. Because not just you, everybody has complications. So then picture yourself in front of you and take out of compassion, give out of pure loving kindness. Look at, just picture yourself, look at very closely. then imagine being hard, being critical, being very rough. It's kind of heartbreaking. Oh, see, it's kind of heartbreaking. Because everybody has complications. So, need to say something nice. Oh? Instead of saying, you are bad, you have your life of no meaning. No, so, blah, 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 it's not good. Said, you are precious. You're precious human life, your life is precious. It's called precious human life. It's okay. Right now, you're struggling, but try, no? Maybe tomorrow is going to be a little different, no? We all struggle, you know. Struggle. In our mind, we all struggle, you know. We all have, you know, feelings. Have a feeling, something that we don't like. We all have different degrees of feeling that we don't like. You can punish. It's no good to punish yourself because of that. It's not good. It's not good to punish yourself because of your disturbing thought. It's not good. You need to help yourself. Because of disturbing thought, you need to help yourself to liberate, not to free, not to just put it down. No, no good, no good. So just picture yourself in front of you and look at. Out of compassion, loving kindness, look at very closely. Oh, what are you going to say? What you've been saying is good, it's not good. What we should say, no, we should say, well, it's okay, you know. So, I still see, at least you can give, you know, you can give something, at least you can give out these tonal meditations, even though you are not receiving from someone else, at least you can give, you know, something. See, Kibu Rangi Machina Dubu Mintayans, they're saying in Tibetan, if you don't make your life happier, other people make your life miserable. See, Kibu Rangi Dubu Mintayans, makes sense? Kibu Rangi Machina, you have to make your life happier, otherwise other people make your life miserable. So changing others, that's big project. That's, you know, that's not easy. You know? So see, just picture. You can just do same thing. You can just send to that. That's also part of Tonglen practice. Or you can just take. Or you can alternate, send and take both. Or you can do, you can alternate, you can just do, take. Just that. That's still counted as Tonglen meditation. Or you can just do both. Oh, no, sometimes just take, or sometimes just give, and sometimes just do both, give and take. See, as a heavy feeling, makes sense? Heavy feeling, makes sense. Make sure that you don't bring yourself down with that feelings, no? Heavy feeling. So give it, may say, like, I forgot, they say the word yesterday, so I forgot. Crumble of aluminium. Aluminium could be metal, anything, but aluminium is easy to walk, aluminium. Crumble of aluminium, say 1 pound of aluminium, it is crumbled. It will sink. But it doesn't have to be sink. It doesn't have to be sink. It can be float. Float? You just flat them. It's not going to sink. See? So, the heavy feeling can be flattened. Flatter? Like, flat. Think about this, like crumble of aluminium, that's heavy feeling. You know, it doesn't have to be drowned. Drown, it can be float. But, you know, you have to make it flat. So, every feeling can be clean. Even somebody who killed 999 people, not just talking about beings, people. If that person can clean, why not me? I didn't kill anybody. You can clean, no? You don't have to live with that feeling. That's one of my points. Don't let that. You can, you know, that's what you tell. That's what you tell. Instead of telling, oh, you are bad, you have no value in your life, you are all bad, you know, this is not good. You need to be very, you know, see. So then, you know, in the beginning, just sit there. Then imagine, okay? Then or imagine, or maybe emerge replica of yourself, emerge in front of you. Just look, picture. No, you don't see yourself. No, you see other people, but you don't see. Just picture yourself in front of you. Look at the face. That's the one you are torturing. Is it good? It's not good. It's not good. No. So then, you know, out of loving kindness, then you send positive thought, whatever you want to send, you know, just say prayer. Then out of compassion, then take all the pain. No, out of compassion, not out of guilt, then take the pain. No. So that's non-limitation. Okay, that's non-limitation. So then, when you're doing that, you just visualize that, and then, and when you're familiar, then you can do it, your friend, close one, then pass on to the stranger, the enemy, slow, then just become universal, don't meditation. See, now, back to that, this feeling about heavy feelings, you know? How you make flatter, how you make flat, how you make flat. See, if you fall down on the ground, how you stand up? You stand up relying on the ground, not like grabbing on space. No, you're relying on the ground, then that's how you stand up. You, me, everybody know, some point in our life, our feeling get hurt by some other people. Sometimes our friend, you know, we also hurt some other people's feelings. And when you remember you don't feel good, that's feeling, that's not good feeling. So, asking forgiveness, sincerely, genuinely asking forgiveness, no? So, asking forgiveness means, you know, it's like not crediting other people's wrongdoing actions. It's simply making choice over, you know, you are valuing your friendship over ego. Makes sense? Valuing your friendship over ego. Ego gets in the way many times. Ego. That's why this negative, not all ego, but negative ego, that's called chronic disease. Chronic, no calling Jesus. It's chronic disease. No? So when I say this chronic disease, people keep hearing calling Jesus, not here, but somewhere in New York. No? Even the professor, Robert Thurman, he thought I'm saying calling Jesus because my pronunciation is so good. Just chronic disease. See? So then like that, that's called dependent. Dependent, there's four power. You can make it flat. Through four power or four point, you can make it flat. One is power of dependence. Person, you sense it, ask forgiveness. So as a Buddhist, you know, the power of dependence, you visualize something divine being in front of you. That's power of dependence, you visualize. See. But doesn't have to visualize something divine being. You can, you know, power of dependence means, you know, can be anything. Okay? Then, regret. Not guilt, regret. Regretting towards something negative. That's positive. Regretting towards something positive, that's negative. Regret can be both positive or negative. If we regret or towards something negative, that's positive. If we regret towards something positive, that's negative. Guilt, that's no positive. It's all negative. So see, regret, not guilt, regret. The second power, regret. No, sincerely, genuinely regret. Regret. Then some kind of promise. The third power, some kind of promise, I am not going to save my own happiness. I'm not going to repeat that action again because it doesn't bring the result that I'm hoping for. Therefore, it's nothing to do with religion. It's to do with my happiness. Sake of that. So I'm not going to repeat this action again because it doesn't bring the result that I'm hoping for. So then why you do this action again if it doesn't bring the result that you hope for? Then that's not really skillful. So then from now on, next hour, next moment, next minute, next hour, I'll try not to repeat, So see, I used to say so many things, I realized it's not necessary to say all those things, it's not necessary. I'll minimize, I'll say few. I'll do more, say few. So I'm not going to have like 1 hour discussions about my cup. I think it's not worth it to sacrifice my well-being, my happiness, just for this cup. Not finding this cup, Just grab another one, drink, finish. So this is all the uptight. That's all uptight. So see, we do. Not realizing what we are doing is just wasting our energy and not bring the result that you hope for. So then this is very, very important. Now this is really serious, it's no joking. This is very serious. Where's my cup? I think that you misplaced. This is very important. No, this is not that important. It's not that important. There's many other cups. You can just grab one, the drink, and finish, So then one other person told you, you are the one who misplaced. And other person proved that. Then you don't want to have any conversation. You don't want any conversation right there. No more discussion. If that other person misplaced, then conversation is going to be quite long. Education. From now on, don't you ever touch my cup. So then something like that. No good. I'm not saying you. All of us. I'm not just saying all of us. All of us. I'm not saying I'm free. No, I'm not free. All of us. We need to think. We need to think twice. Any actions. If your hope is to bring some good results, if it doesn't bring good results, then you need to think to stop that action. There's no third power, okay? Then the fourth power then is like doing something good. What you call purification practice, doing something good, anything that is good. See, yesterday I told, doing something good doesn't have to be sit down, recite Vajrasamana. Yeah, of course, in Buddhism, there's many purification practice. Doing 35 Buddha prostration practice, reciting Vajrasamana mantras, it's all good, but that's not the only method to make it flat or clean, that's not the only way. Doing good things. See, even like feeding a squirrel or bird in your backyard, that's also remedy too. When you look at them, I have experience because I do take care of the bird and the squirrel in my backyard. I take care of them. I feed them, I change their water frequently, make sure they have fresh water to drink. So then when they take bath, you feel good. to make you happy. That's what we need. You don't have to go to temple to feel good. But this is all there to help you to feel good, no? If it doesn't help, this is not the only place. You can be looking at the bird and the squirrel. When they eat, you feel good. At least, you know, you're feeding them. No, you are not sending them bill. No, they don't have to pay tips or bill. It's for free, you know. It's kind of like them say, oh, it feels good, it feels good. When they take shower, it feels good, you know. You put more water, you know, then you clean them. It's not just effort, you know. But happy to do, you know. So it's like something like this, you know. Mother, what Mother Teresa said, what Mother Teresa said. Oh. Little action, big love. Little actions, action seems like little, or maybe tiny, or, but with love, you know. Otherwise, as a missing drop in oceans, the oceans are going to be miss one drop. Even though it's feel like one drop, we should contribute. You may not see oceans getting bigger because of one drop, but ocean is bigger. You know? If you don't put that one drop, that ocean is less of one drop. It's smaller. You know? So the missing drop in ocean, that's what Mother Teresa said. Little ocean. Oh. So then you feel good. That's really good. Feel good because somebody's enjoying something. You feel good, you know. That's this antidote that makes the heavy feeling make flat. You know? Then it'll take long time for you to think. You're not going to think right away. Take time, you know. Then slowly you may not think at all. You know, you have this feeling, good feeling all the time. You have good feeling all the time. So then eventually that heavy feeling will go away. You know? When the good feelings increase, then the heavy feelings will disappear. No? That's how to make it. Heavy feelings like the crumble. Heavy feelings like crumble of aluminium. Why they use aluminium? Example: aluminium is easy to shape. No? like that. You know, aluminium is like that. If you don't make it flat, it will sink. If you make it flat, it will flow. And flow like that, okay? Then people who know how to do this kind of meditations, they are heavy feelings like flat aluminium. People who do not know how to do, you know, like those four powers, so then it's going to be like same pounds, weight same, but it's going to be crumbled. It's not going to be flat. No? Kebe Digba Tiyanya. Who said? Shantideva said. Where? Guide to Buddhism Way of Life. When he wrote this book, 8th century. He wrote this book, 8th centuries. I didn't write this book. He wrote this book. And he's the one who said that in this book. So, see, I just repeat, no? And I myself, you know, try, you know, same like you, I try. You know? Every day is challenge. Then you never give up. You try. You know, you try. You never give up. You try. Then eventually that light will shine. The darkness inside the dark part of the here inside, then darkness will disappear. You know, slowly light will shine there, but we can't give up. We should not give up. So then this tonglen practice, I think, is very, very good. That's what we should do. Just imagine yourself. Just look at very closely and see what you've been saying. It's not good. That's how you help. That's how to help yourself, okay? So just want to share that with you. Now time is way over. Now it's like supposed to stop 10:05. Now it's 10:14. So you are free to go. I have another class. I stuck. So with that, I'll stop here. Then have a nice weekend. maybe say the challenges, prayer, police, no, dedication, challenges. We'll say sure dedication. Sorry, didn't read anything from this book. Sorry. Oh.
Prayer book, turn to page 246. 246. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid to be little with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food, may the thirsty find water and delicious drink. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world.
Yeah, thank you very much. One minute, one thing. Our SPC, Sarah Brooke, most of you know Sarah Brooke, she's going to New Zealand for good. So we are having like farewell party on this May 31st. So if you have time, then please join. Say goodbye to her. Okay? Yeah. Thank you.